Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel remains warm this evening. Clear skies in Jerusalem, with a crisp breeze in Tel Aviv offering some relief. In Haifa, a mild evening is expected, perfect for an outdoor stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Jerusalem Post reports, just in. Katz confirms the U.S. launched jets and bombers from Israel to attack Iran in strikes since the ceasefire. Also, JNS tells us that earlier this hour, Herzog marked the Maidal Shams attack and launched a new Druze leadership initiative. Also this hour, Forward reports Prime Minister Netanyahu is set to meet with President Trump, with discussions on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia expected. Separately, Times of Israel has noted tensions as Trump and Netanyahu prepare to meet. Discussions might include the potential resurrection of the MOU. And finally, I-24 News reports Israel has ordered the expansion of military operations across the West Bank. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posting just minutes ago, highlighted that Israel Katz broke Israeli censorship laws by publicly stating U.S. fighter jets use Israeli bases to launch strikes against Iran. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported just a short time ago that the coffin of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has arrived at the U.S. Capitol for a memorial service. Open source intel shared moments ago that Trump is currently meeting Zelensky at the White House, with Netanyahu set to meet him next. Now for more on those stories, starting with Katz's confirmation of U.S. jets launching from Israel. This statement underscores the strategic military cooperation between Israel and the United States. Jerusalem Post notes that this revelation could heighten tensions with Iran, as Katz emphasized Israel's readiness to respond forcefully if provoked. This could signal a new phase in regional dynamics. Turning to Herzog's initiative, he commemorated the loss of 12 children in the Majdal Shams attack. JNS reports that this initiative aims to foster leadership within the Druze community through the Dorna project. This move seeks to strengthen ties with minority communities in Israel. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's meeting with Trump, as reported by Forward, this engagement comes as Trump weighs expanding American involvement in the Middle East. Their discussions are likely to focus on regional security and alliances, potentially altering the diplomatic landscape. Separately, the Times of Israel highlights potential points of friction in the Trump-Netanyahu talks. The agenda might include the Memorandum of Understanding, and the unusual Ukrainian strike on an Iranian vessel could also feature. This meeting occurs as global leaders reassess their diplomatic priorities. Finally, the military expansion in the West Bank. I-24 News describes this as a strategic move to bolster security in the region. This expansion reflects ongoing tensions and the complexities of maintaining stability in contested areas. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Rafael has achieved a major success with its maritime weapon systems. These have been sold to 25 navies worldwide, accumulating sales worth $1 billion. Separately, CTEC reveals that the founders of Epsagon, sold to Cisco for $500 million, are launching a new AI enterprise startup named Harmony. The company has secured $34 million in seed funding. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a significant acquisition in the cybersecurity sector. Israeli company Ciara is acquiring Oasis to enhance its AI-based cybersecurity activities, marking another major move in the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.